his extra point gets him to that plateau. And the Hornets will go back to the drawing board. 2:49 remaining here in the third quarter of area high school football. As far as some other scores tonight on the Filney flip phone, Belleville leading Mineral Point 28-14 in the fourth quarter. River Ridge has scored the win against Riverdale 30-0, the final score. Also, New Glarus leading Broadhead Judah 42-14. River Valley has come back to take the lead on Lancaster 21-20. St. Louis leading the Brewers 2-1. The Cubs did lose today. Highland 44, Kickapoo LaFarge nothing. That is a final in area 8-player football. So Platteville will kick off. Hornets in kickoff receive mode as the Hillmen are going to kick off. The personal foul that was called against Platteville will indeed be assessed on the kickoff. So Platteville's kickoff point will be the 25-yard line. And the Hornets, who normally have two deep men, will only have Brendan Baker back deep. Brenton is standing back around the 15-yard line. Sass is a pretty good kicker when they've chosen to kick it deep, but otherwise they've gone short. Here in this situation, he'll probably try to get it out of there as far as he can. Team is in huddle, and now they'll break out. Platteville will kick it off again here this evening. Sass and company setting it up. Everybody is set along the lines. Here's the approach, and the end over end is going to bounce and roll around the 30 and then out of bounds. It'll come to the 35-yard line. That's where Richland Center will take over for its third possession of the half, trying to get something done with it tonight. They'll start at their own 35-yard line. Homecomings the next couple of weeks. The River Valley next week. Richland Center homecoming will be hitting the following week. And then Ithaca's homecoming game is happening on Saturday, which will be the 4th of October. We look forward to that. Placement is made, and right now the call from the sidelines. The Hornets are going to bring in a couple of new men. Now let's see. Are we on the wrong side of the field? I think the Hornets, after that kickoff, which again went out of bounds, I think they want to assess it on Platteville, so they took, instead of accepting the ball at the 35-yard line, they push him back. The Hornets will force him to re-kick. That took a long time. I thought Hornets were lining up, and after further review, decided to push it back, and Platteville will kick again. Again, we're hoping to get everything in with no lightning and thunder, and got to speed it along here, boys, a little bit. Right now, ball is placed back around the 20-yard line, and Platteville will kick it off. The Hornets move up a little closer. They've got Brenton Baker at the 25-yard line. Just ahead of him, Duncan Harper. Platteville in the lead by a score of 40-9 here in high school Friday night football. Sass will put the ball in the tee. And here is the approach. And this one, a end over end, is going to be taken by Baker at the Hornets 30-yard line. 35, 40-yard line. Baker cutting across the field and then caught from behind and brought down by Platteville. That was Alex Cullen on the tackle, and that's where Richland Center will take over. So after the penalty would have put it at the 35, they forced him to re-kick, and the Hornets will actually start at their own 41-yard line. So they gained about 6 yards. 40-9, Platteville leading, 2:42 remaining in the third quarter of area high school football tonight. Wanewoc Weston and Belmont are tied at 26 in the fourth quarter. Good ball game there. First down for the Richland Center Hornets. Jaden Shep will take the snap out of the shotgun, takes it, hand off or dash, cutting along the left side, pushes his way out to around the 45-yard line. before he is pushed backwards. Tackled by number 30, Briggs Weigel. Brady gets two on the play. Ball is marked there. Hornets back in the committee, trying to move the football again. The one touchdown for the Hornets tonight came on somewhat of a broken play and came on the legs of a very elusive Jaden Shep, the quarterback. The other score came on a safety, which Jaden Shep was responsible for as well in the end zone. Able to make the tackle. Quarterback option, tries to pitch it. Ball is loose on the field, and who has it? Platteville is saying they do. Bottom of the pile there. The officials say no, it's Richland Center ball. Getting down on the football is Cruz Salazar. A lot of times the linemen are called upon to have some good hands. Fall on that football and don't let anybody steal it from you in the bottom of the pile. Third down and 10, Richland Center. Ball is right around the 42-yard line. And the play ushered in from the sideline with a minute 25 remaining in the third quarter. RC breaks huddle. Switzenberg splits out to the far side. 3 men on the near side for Jaden Shep. He has Brady Dosh right behind him. There's the snap from center. Brady Dosh back to throw from the 35. Nowhere to go. Now runs out of there to the 35. Jaden Shep. And he is brought down. He ran from the 35 to the 45. So he was way back when he started and doesn't gain a lot. And it's fourth down and long for the Hornets. You start backwards and you kind of backtrack. You got a little bit of time and a little bit of space to make up, but he never quite got back there. 35 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Owen Muller hustling into the game for the special teams. The punter is Leif Morris. There's the snap. Leif takes it, puts a toe into it. This ball is going to spiral, going to be a fair catch called and caught by Myron Ryder right around the 35-yard line. So after a Hornet punt, Platteville will take over again. They've had the ball 3 times in the second half, and they have scored on all three. Down to 17 seconds remaining in the quarter. Platteville starts at its own 35-yard line. Platteville ushering back from the far sideline, and they'll at least get a playoff at the end of the quarter, it would appear. Quarterback is Brody Digman. Awaiting the snap from center. There it is, and they snap it to the halfback, and he dropped it, and then he falls on it back around the 30-yard line. So it was a Wildcat snap. They were working on it to Tyler Sass, and I think the snapper really put some zing on that one. I'm not sure if the halfback was expecting it that hard, and he fell on it, and the loss of yards is the final play of the third quarter. Clock hits zero. Platteville leads after 3, 40-9 over Richland Center tonight in high school football from WRCO Sports.
At Pizza Ranch and Beer Boo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Getting word that River Valley leading the Arrows of Lancaster in the third quarter, but it's under a lightning delay in the third. We're underway here with Brody Digman on the first play of the fourth quarter. After that loss of a few yards, he gets ahead to around the 32-yard line. Gains a couple of yards. brings up third down after the tackle by Tate Perkins. 40-9, Platteville in the lead here tonight at Avitus Rip Field. Platteville looking to improve to 2-1. Here's a little screen over the middle again, and it works again. Boy, oh boy, big run for Sass. He's going down the middle of the field. He's got one man to beat, and he's going to beat him all the way for a touchdown. My, oh my. 69-yard touchdown run for Tyler Sass, who has had a night. My goodness, what a bunch of yards he has totaled up in that one alone. The Hornets biting on that center screen for a second time tonight, and the first one I don't believe got the touchdown. They got inside the 10-yard line. This one does, and again, everybody just going right in tight, and Sass got the run. Oh, is there a penalty? So it looks like they called holding on Platteville. If that was the case, it would come back, wouldn't it? So the far side official coming over to talk with the Richland Center coaching staff. There's also a player for Richland Center who's down the result of a cramp, it looks like, right in the middle of the field. Chris Clerken, the RC defensive coach, is out to have a word. Tyler Sass with a 69-yard... Okay, so it was a penalty against Richland Center. The officials did point to Platteville, but it was not the right call. The touchdown stands, so that makes it 46-9, and that will get the continuous clock running here in the fourth quarter from here on out, unless there is a timeout or there is an injured player, which there is right now. There's an injury, again, probably a cramp for one of the Hornets. That goes as a touchdown pass from Digman to Tyler Sass, but he's got some incredible all-purpose yards tonight against the Hornets. And again, that is 5 touchdowns for that young man one way or another tonight for Platteville. He's running wild and has also kicked some extra points tonight. So we'll have to add up his total points by the end of the night, but he's had a big one. As we have the opportunity and the injured Hornet is being looked at, Cashton has scored the win over Ithaca tonight, 20-6. Belleville, 33, Mineral Point, 14. That is in the fourth quarter at last word. Again, River Ridge getting the win over Riverdale, 30-0. That's the final score. Highland, 44, Kickable Lafarge, nothing. Trainers have unfortunately been out on the field a few times tonight. Both teams have had a couple of injuries, and I mentioned Liam Fingerson. He is now on the sidelines and has the shoulder pads off. Looks like arm in a sling. So that the reason why we haven't called Liam Fingerson's name a lot here in the night, other than just at the beginning of the football game, and that's a huge loss for the Hornets. Hopefully he can get back real soon. So the injured player being attended to. Again, Platteville, after the most recent score, will be allowed to try the extra point. Injured player is Duncan Harper, I believe. So they will take him off. Again, that's an injury to the leg, possibly a cramp, but I'm a long ways away. Both teams have had a couple of key players go down tonight in this one. Platteville is out to attempt the extra point here with 11:20 remaining in the football game. Richland Center back into the defensive mode. Platteville will try the extra point. They are going to hold it. It looks like Alex Cullen is going to do the kicking. Number 12. Out of the hold of Brad Rupp. There's the snap and the placement. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good by Rupp. So that makes it 47-9 in favor of Platteville. And Alex Cullen gets the extra point, and Platteville takes the lead. Continuous clock should run now after the next time the ball is put in play. We'll be back with more from Avitus Rip Field in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Platteville score, and the Hornets will receive this kickoff to our left here in the fourth quarter. Platteville kicking from the right to the left as they get it going again here in Platteville's territory. They've done a good job of making some big plays. They've had some long drives, but they've certainly had some big plays. 50-yard Tyler Sass run, the first one of the half. 43-yard Brody Digman and Myron Ryder pass. Tyler Sass on a 2-yard here in the second, and then the 69-yard screen pass play that went for a touchdown. And that's where we're at. 47-9 Platteville, 11:20 remaining in the game. Here is Cullen with a kickoff. It's going to be taken bounding right around the 35, down to the 30, and the Hornets got to pick it up. It's a live football, and they will. And they'll return it briefly to around the 30-yard line before the play is stopped. Tackled by Will Wolf. And that's where the ball will be spotted right there. The Hornets hustle out on the offense to get a chance to work on some things here at the end of the football game. Dosh and Kaizen Switzenberg running back from the sidelines. Jaden Shep in at quarterback. Somebody get the kicking tee. That was always our best defense when I played. Leave the kicking tee out there and hope that somebody's going to trip over it when they're running for a touchdown. You know, and sometimes you got to go with what you got to go with. Play comes in from the near sideline, and first and 10 for Richland Center. Their fourth possession, starting at their own 31-yard line here in the fourth quarter. Shep will look it over. The line is set, ready to snap the ball. Three men wide, one left. Here goes the snap. Pitch, and Brady Dosh is coming forward. He makes his break, pushes one man out of the way, still going. Brady Dosh down the sideline, down to the 50. Rolling into Platteville territory to the 45-yard line. Good run for the senior, Brady Dosh. Tackle made by number 9, Joe Scanlon. 25-yard run by the Hornets, Brady Dosh. And the ball is placed around the 46-yard line. Platteville ushering in a few new players here and there. Cody Millard is in. Evan Estudio as well. First and 10 Hornets in Platteville territory around the 46. There's the snap from center. Handoff for Brady Dosh, cutting off the left tackle. Gets to the 43 of Platteville. Tackle made by Will Wolf. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Hornets, operating toward the south end zone here in the fourth quarter. Platteville leading 47-9. Adams Friendship has defeated Mauston 20-6, the final score. Second down play. Hornets in Platteville territory at the 43-yard line. Harris set to snap the ball. Shep under center. There's the snap. Running play, Dosh trying to break the corner. Stiff arms one, stiff arms another. He's going to slide down. Gains about 5. Looked like for a moment he was going to go for a bit more. Tackled by Will Zielinski. And then that takes it to around the 38-yard line of Platteville. Shep and company in from the near side. Trying to make something happen here late in the game. Get some positive stuff going. Yeah, picture Nate is here. Must be a big night tonight. Still good barefoot weather. Third down play. Third and about 3 for the Hornets from the 38-yard line of Platteville. The line is set. There is the snap from center and a handoff. Nope, Shep's keeping it himself. Quarterback bootleg to the near side. 35, 30, down the sideline. Jaden Shep pulls away, and he's gone, gone, and gone. And the Hornets score again. Jaden Shep operates a 38-yard quarterback keeper. He scores a second rushing touchdown tonight. And Jaden will be the leading ground gainer for the Hornets tonight, it would seem. That comes with 7:55 remaining in the football game. The Hornets will line up for the extra point kick. Shep is the holder. And the kicker is Leif Morris, awaiting the snap. Long snap count, and there it is. Placement is made. Kick is low and no good. So the score stays 47-15, Platteville. Hornets will kick off after these words from our sponsor. And again, the continuous clock will keep rolling, even though the Hornets do get that down less than 35 points. The rule is once it gets there, it rolls. So it stopped right now after a score, which it does. We'll be back with more in a moment from Avitus Ripfield on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
The Hornets will kick off after the most recent score, a 38-yard touchdown by Jaden Shep. Put the ball in the tee, and what do they have? They had the teams lined up on the wrong side. That's what it was. All of a sudden, everybody started running. It looked like you're on a New York street crossing the street. You know, you're... Everybody's running at everybody, and you crisscross, and there you go. The Hornets and Platteville were lined up on the wrong side, so the Hornets are on the left now, Platteville on the right, after the most recent Richland Center score. Here we go. Whistle sounds, and Morris with the approach, and it's an onside kick. Going to be taken by Platteville, falling right around the 49-yard line. So caught there by Platteville. Nice job by Blevins. Belmont, 32, Oneewoke Weston, 26. That game is in the fourth quarter. Adams Friendship, 20, and Mauston, 6. Again, that is a final. Cashton has defeated Ithaca tonight, 20-6. At last word, they were on a lightning delay in Lancaster. River Valley was leading Lancaster by a point, the last that we heard in that one. So the placement of the ball is made. Platteville will take over for its fifth possession of this second half. And a timeout. Timeout with 7:12 remaining. Platteville looking to get some more players in there, possibly do some things differently. And 47-15, they lead. Timeout, 7:12 remaining in high school football from WRCO Sports.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Timeout is over, and Platteville will run the play, leading 47-15. There's the snap from center, and the handoff going to number three, Jerron Blevins. Breaks across the 50 to the 45 of Richland Center. Brought down by several Hornets, including number 42, Jake Sloan. Second down play. And things are setting up there for the Hillman. They look to the far sideline again, taking as much time as they can between plays. Working with a couple of different quarterbacks now. Riggs Weigel, number 30, is back there in the backfield. I believe he's going to take the snap, depending on how they line up right now. Backline judge has his hand up, and Platteville will start again. Second down and about 4 yards to go. There's the snap, and the handoff going to Weigel, and he will be brought down by the Hornets. Hits a wall of Hornets. Tate Perkins leading the way. Clock running down to around 6 minutes to play. Platteville has been impressive tonight. Again, kind of the thing that we heard coming in was they struggled a little bit on defense, which they have at times, but they made the plays when they had to tonight against Richland Center. But this offense is pretty dynamic. It'll be interesting to see when they play the team we saw last week, New Glarus, which has a very fast defense, and how they will match up with New Glarus. Third down play. Platteville taking the time off the clock. Third down and about 5 yards to go in Richland Center territory at the 46. Hand off, not much going. Hornets throw him for a loss back around the 47-yard line. And Weigel is brought down. Hornets take a timeout. So fourth down for Platteville. Hornets want to get the ball back and work on some things. 47-15, Platteville in the lead. 5:21 remaining. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Welcome back to Vitus Rip Field here in Richland Center. Final score, Brookwood has beaten New Lisbon tonight, 42-6. And let's see, Fenimore losing Eastland. Is that the team? 30-18. Fenimore losing tonight in that one. We'll check on that. Again, Belmont was leading Waniwok Weston 32-26 in the fourth quarter. Platteville will punt it away. It's fourth down after a Hornet timeout. Richland Center working to get the ball back to try and work some offense. There's the snap and the punt. That's going to go end over end. And it's going to be bobbled by the Hornet receiver. And then he goes back to the 5-yard line and gets it. And now breaks ahead to around the 20. And he is finally punched out of bounds by Platteville. Myron Ryder makes the play on Brenton Baker. And the Hornets go out of bounds with 5 minutes remaining here in the contest. 47-15. Well, it looks like we're going to make it without any lightning delays tonight. We kind of thought maybe that we might be the next in line, but, looking around the skies, I think we've been all right tonight, and that's good news. That's always kind of a tough thing to deal with, and then sit around and wait, and then sometimes you worry about injuries after your wait so long. River Valley leads Lancaster 21-20. A minute left in the third quarter. Again, that's in a lightning delay at Lancaster tonight. We'll keep you posted on that. First and 10 for Richland Center. There's the snap. Shep fakes the handoff, rolling himself, and then pitches on the quarterback option. And Dosh tries to cut to the left, breaks his way out to around the 30-yard line. So a gain of about 6 yards. And that was actually, Brenton Baker, 26, not 28. So he gets a few yards for the Hornets before the tackle is made. And Jerron Blevins on the tackle. Second down for the Richland Center Hornets in their own territory, right around the 30-yard line. Richland Center breaks and now makes its way. Three wide receivers set here for Shep. Awaits a snap from Harris. Line is set. There's the snap. Quarterback pitch. Trying to break it to the near side is Dosh. Stiff arms one. Keeping it going. Keeps the legs going. Fights his way out for a first down across the 40 to around the 44-yard line. Brady Dosh still working hard late in the game there along with his lineman. Pulling out was Cruz Salazar. going out to help plow the way. Sticks will move, and the ball out around the 44 Richland center zone. Just over 3 minutes remaining in the football game. Platteville leading 47-15. Two men wide to the left side for Richland Center. And Shep kind of looks like maybe even an audible. He's kind of maybe changing the play. We're going to see now as he had signaled to the wide receivers. He's back to throw all kinds of time. Shep stops, and now they're coming after him. There's a flag, and he steps around the near side, keeps it going up to around the 50-yard line. And then down the sideline, he's got an escort. Shep going to the 20, cuts inside to the 15, going all the way, but it might be coming back. Shep into the end zone for a very long run, but no, a holding penalty is going to bring it back. That's against Richland Center. Score was going to be taken away on the holding penalty, so it'll go back the other way with 2:20 to play in the football game. So they're going back the other way on the long play. They're going to whistle that clock to go again. But, yeah, Jaden Shep got free. And that is one where, at least I didn't see the holding, but where the flag flew, that really probably did help him get more open along the sideline. Sometimes you see those on the other side of the field, and it's frustrating. You're like, it didn't have anything to do with the play. But that's the way it goes in the game of football. A holding is a holding no matter where it is, or pass interference or whatever it is. But that one probably had something to do with Jaden getting so wide open down the sidelines. So the ball is marked back around the 32-yard line. First and 20 for Richland Center with a minute 35 to go. Jaden Shep kind of stretching out his arms there. He's got Brady Dosh right behind him and awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Shep is back to throw from the 25. Pump short. Pretty good blocking there, and now they're finally going to come after him. Shep on the near side throws it on the run, and it is going to be one-handed snag by Brady Dosh. What a grab. Dosh down the sidelines, going, and gone. Brady Dosh, what a catch, one-handed here on the near side. That makes the highlight reel. Now the Hornets score. 1:10 remaining in the football game, 47-21 Platteville. Brady Dosh and company, and a play that covered 67 yards from Jaden Shep to Brady Dosh. One thing about the Hornets, they never stop the motor. You know, late in the ball game, you can say, okay, kind of fold in the tent. But they've been working on some things. They've scored a couple of touchdowns late with the continuous clock in motion. Of course, that stops it with a minute 10 remaining. Jaden Shep is the holder, and the extra point kick from the Hornets will be attempted. There's the snap. It's placed. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Leif Morris parts the uprights, and it makes it 47-22. Platteville with the lead, a minute 10 remaining in tonight's football game. You're listening to High School Football Friday Night from WRCO Radio Sports.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top-quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks to our sponsors, WRCO Radio. Sauk Prairie, 39. Lakeside Lutheran, 20. That score just in. Thanks, Steve, on that one. And let's see. What else do we have tonight? It is Eastland Pearl City that beat Fenimore, a co-op out of Illinois. I was going to say, I had not heard of Eastland before. Thank you, Tim Thede, for that. So, school from Illinois that I'm not familiar with, but they played Fenimore and beat them 30-18. Kickoff is made, and Platteville will take a knee right around the 11-yard line, showing some good sportsmanship with about a minute remaining here in the football game. Platteville will have the football and will come out and may may run one more play, or they might go into victory formation. We do have word from one of our fellow broadcasters that the Lightning delay. River Valley leads Lancaster 21-20 with 1 minute left in the third quarter. Game will resume in about a minute, it looks like, in Lancaster. They're going to start that one again and get it going again. Platteville is out to the field here and in victory formation with about 30 seconds remaining in the football game. They're going to form the V. Quarterback under center takes the snap, takes the knee, and that, my friends, will do it here tonight. 47-22, Platteville gets the victory tonight over the host Richland Center Hornets. Platteville with the victory, and they stay within the conference race. The Hornets fall to 1-2 in league play with tonight's loss. Platteville turns it on in the end and gets a big victory here tonight, gets the continuous clock rolling in the fourth quarter. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Game show here on WRCO. It was a fun game to watch. There were a lot of different things that happened, some different scenarios. Hornets scored a defensive touchdown on a safety here tonight, and really hard to find a turning point other than the fact that Platteville scored right before the end of the first half, and that might have been the one that kind of put them over the top, because Richland Center kept it close. It was 14-9. And then Platteville scoring with a minute two remaining in the first half. Tyler Sass with one of his touchdowns tonight. He scores on an 11-yard run, and his kick was good to make it 21-9, and that gave Platteville some momentum, and they would come out and score the next, one, two, three, four touchdowns in the second half before the Hornets would score a couple of late-in-the-game touchdowns to make that final score 47-22. So Tyler Sass, who did a little bit of everything tonight, that play right before halftime is the turning point of the game. Join Dunkin' Rewards to find exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks at Dunkin' in Richland Center. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
At Pizza Ranch and Beer Boo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
WRCO. Here's a look at how this one went tonight at Avitus Rip Field. Platteville scored the first touchdown. It was in the first quarter. Tyler Sass on an 8-yard run. His kick made it 7-0. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. The Hornets would score next on a safety after they had driven all the way to the Platteville 9-yard line and turned it over on downs And then later, after Platteville punted, they were able to take the ball downfield and get inside the 10-yard line to the 6 before turning it over on downs. Platteville, on its next play, committed a safety in the end zone. Jaden Shep made the stop to make it 7-2. Platteville would kick off to the Hornets, and RC would put together a drive that culminated on a long run for Jaden Shep, 19 yards on the quarterback scramble. The Leif Morris kick gave Richland Center a 9-7 lead, their only lead in the game, and it was brief. Less than a minute later, Platteville was on down the field, getting the touchdown run with, or a touchdown pass, I should say, from Brody Digman to Jerron Blevins. 49-yard pass play, the extra point kick by Sass made it 14-9, and they would add one more before halftime with a minute two remaining. Tyler Sass on an 11-yard run, his kick made it 21-9. It was mostly all Platteville in the second half. Tyler Sass on a 50-yard run. Brody Digman threw to Myron Ryder on an 18-yard pass play for a touchdown. Tyler Sass on a 2-yard run, his kick made it 40-9. That followed an Eli Obgenorth interception. Richland Center would find the end zone a couple of more times. I guess one more Platteville score after that. 69-yard. That was a center screen from Digman to Tyler Sass. He scores, and that made it 47-9 with Alex Cullen's extra point kick. Richland Center would get a 38-yard TD run by Jaden Shep to make it 47-15. And the Hornets scored 6 there. And then later on, Shep and Brady Dosh made a spectacular one-handed catch, took it 67 yards for the score, and Leif Morris's extra point kick made it 47-22, and that is how we finish here tonight. With the loss, Richland Center falls to 2-3. They are 1-2 in the Southwest Conference. Platteville now 3-2 and 2-1 in the Southwest. Tonight's game played in front of a big packed crowd here at Avitus Rip Field. Again, they're underway starting again in Lancaster, where they've been under a lightning delay. River Valley leading 21-20 at last word. The game in Cuba City was also on a delay. Cuba City leading 21-16 in that ball game at last word. And the Cubans battling in the old SWAL against Southwestern East Dubuque. Congratulations to our winners of games in the area tonight. We'll have full recaps on those games coming up during Football Friday night. And the post-game show with Mr. Fabulous follows that a little after 11 this evening. Time for us to say good night. Thanks to the folks here at Richland Center High School and to you for listening. Congratulations to Platteville's Hillman getting the win 47-22 over Richland Center tonight at Avitus Rip Field. Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great weekend, and thank you for supporting high school sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Football Friday night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass CG, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Utter Brothers, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Dairy Hardware, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside, Arthur's Supper Club, A&W of Boscobel, People's Community Bank, Added Touch, Arneson Repair, and Wisconsin Riverside and Resort.
And that counts as a conference victory for them in that crossover game as well. So 3-0 in the conference season for the Cards.
All right. Our next step, we're going to go out to Kettle Moraine Lutheran and Beaver Dam. Easy win for Beaver Dam tonight, 37-0 over Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Let's go back out to ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam, our Football Friday Night affiliate, and the veteran, Dave Wade Bates, on hand for this one. Wade, tell us about it.
Well, guys, you know, Beaver Dam football coach Brock Lindy, even from his days as an offensive coordinator, has been known as a schemer, you know, and he has maybe some challenges. And decimated by injuries, they come out with a single wing tonight and outgained Kettle Moraine Lutheran 496 to 155. Parker Blank ran for 202 yards and three touchdowns. Also tossed a 68-yard touchdown. Brock Hiley, who returned kicks for 90 yards for scores the last 3 weeks, had only a 74-yard run tonight. And Beaver Dam rolled. One other note, Cole Hemling, a sophomore for Beaver Dam. If you're a college team looking for a kicker, keep an eye on him. He hammered home a school record 48-yard field goal that would have been good for 55 at least in the first half. So Beaver Dam in the ECC opener, a get-right game, 37-0 over KML.
Very good. Beaver Dam rolls in this one. Wade Bates reporting on that one. All right, our next stop, we're going to go to Chris Learman from Bayport Radio. Bayport and Ashwaubenon in the Fox River Valley Classic. We knew this was going to be a lopsided game, and it was. Bayport, the defending Division I state champs, 53-0 over Ashwaubenon. Chris Learman, tell us about Bayport's easy win.
Yeah, the Pirates came out and they controlled from the start tonight. Got the kick and scored on the very first offensive snap, a quarterback keeper for 59 yards. Forced a punt, scored on the second possession, 58 yards. And controlled throughout. The defense for the Pirates tonight pitches a shutout with a 53-0 final. On top of pitching the shutout, did not allow a single first down, albeit one by penalty in the first half.
Very good. And another easy win for Bayport tonight, 53-0 over Ashwaubenon.
Yeah, Ashwaubenon, not much of a challenge for the Pirates. The number seven team in Division One right now. We are waiting for them to go up against West Pier in the FRCC North a little later this season.
All right, Plymouth, they're ranked third in Division Three. They took on Watertown tonight. Watertown, been going through many years struggling. Do you know he used to be the play-by-play of the Watertown Goslings?
I'll tell you what, Watertown, one of the best presences online. They do an update on their X feed every week. Pretty much every conference in the state.
Didn't answer my question. Did you know he used to do the Watertown play-by-play back in the mid-90s?
I do not know who did the Watertown play. Is there a station you haven't been on, Chuck?
Who did that play-by-play in the late 70s? The Hall of Famer Tom Hamilton of the Cleveland Guardians.
Nice.
You bet. But there's no Watertown radio station doing play-by-play anymore. Just Craig Bowen from Plymouth, 40-7 from Cow Country. And Plymouth is rolling right now, Craig.
They are indeed. I wish I was Tom Hamilton. What a life he's lived, huh? Wow.
Oh, good guy,
that's
too.
That's a blast in the past.
Good.
Yeah,
the pride of Waterloo. What's that?
Yeah. I said you're full of great information. It's amazing.
Well, that's why I'm doing this show.
Swinging a drive.
Yes. Go ahead. All right, tell us about Plymouth's win.
Yeah, Plymouth just doing what they do, right? They just continue to run the ball well. Devin Miller, my God, four touchdowns tonight, 15 on the season. 198 yards rushing, and then what does he do right before halftime? Fourth and goal from the two in a 19-0 game. He decides to throw a little halfback option, almost kind of like a jump pass to Charlie Nass, and he throws his first touchdown of his career, 26-0 at the half. 40-0 it got to in the second half, some running clock. Watertown scored late in the third quarter, but no contest tonight, 40-7. And now what Plymouth really needs, guys, they need a ball game. And I think maybe next week they might get one at Port Washington. They do finish at Beaver Dam, but they really need to get punched in the mouth just a game or two, seriously, to get them ready to postseason, because they just have not been challenged this year. And I know that sounds maybe a little silly. Plymouth fans probably don't want to hear that. They want to blow everybody out, but I really do think they need a challenge. And maybe next week we'll see at Port Washington. Always a good matchup. A couple of 3-0 teams in the East Central. Everybody else lagging far behind.
Very good. Craig Bowen from Plymouth.
I agree with Craig. To be honest with you, you want to play good competition. And in that conference right now, Port Washington is the one team that's going to run with Plymouth. So, yeah, that's going to be a great showdown next week. We'll be looking forward to hearing about it.
All right, let's get a quick report here between Franklin and Oak Creek. It was the battle of 27th Street tonight. Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports. Matt, we got about 30 seconds. Can you give us a quick rundown on this one? It was a 45-0 win for Franklin.
Yeah, we had a really great game tonight. It was a really big blowout. I mean, Franklin just really took it from storm from the beginning of the game. Robert Begler, the senior running back, he was all over the place tonight. 100 80 rushing yards tonight, 3 touchdowns, 2 on the run game. You know, it just seemed like Lewis Brown, he had all that like experience going for the Knights, or I mean for the Sabres tonight over the Knights. And Brian Calhoun, just a little bit of a shaky start in his first game against the Sabres, but really, really great resilience from the Sabres tonight. They had a really big blowout for the last time in the Helmet Trophy game.
Matthew Peck, Zaleski Sports. Franklin wins the 27th Street sign.
It's hard to believe that's going to be a non-conference game next year if it happens.
We're coming right back here on Football Friday Night. Are you sweating yet?
Take the beautiful drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and you'll find fresh-picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and more. Perfect for eating and baking. Sip on fresh apple cider. Enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers. Take and bake pies made fresh daily. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mums, squash, pumpkins, and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. Your place on the river.
Friday night. My name is Chuck Freeman. That is Dean Pfeiffer. Let's go to Lauren Cox right now, WCLO in Janesville. Also works for the Hog. Two ranked teams, Monona Grove and Milton. Monona Grove wins 36-29. And Lauren, give us the rundown here.
Yeah, just a really great high school football game, back and forth. One of those last team to hold the ball is going to be the one to win it. Monona Grove gets a kick return touchdown in the first half to make up for some offensive shortcomings. Milton throws a pair of red zone interceptions that keep them from getting points on the board. And a big difference maker, the star of Monona Grove defensive lineman, DeMarcus Clay, goes down with an injury and is hobbled for most of the second half here. But ultimately, it was the Red Hawks defense that failed to make a stop when they needed it most. And Monona Grove escapes with a victory in a really hard-fought Badger Large Conference game.
Lauren Cox, WCLO Radio in Janesville. Monona Grove 36-29 over Milton.
Both Monona Grove and Milton now 2-1 in the Badger Large. Wanakee and Sun Prairie East both get victories tonight. They are now 3-0 in that conference.
All right. Alex Cook joins us from WJJQ in Tomahawk. I love this kid. He is like the best guy we ever had from Tomahawk. Tomahawk 49-7 over Ryan Leonard. Alex, you're so much better than the other guy. Tomahawk was looking for its first 5-0 start since 1969, and they got it tonight, 49-7.
Yeah, they definitely did, Chuck. Listen, this Tomahawk Hatchet team, again, they had four different guys find the end zone tonight, and technically Tomahawk's defense did pitch a shutout. The Hatchets' lone score they gave up was on a fumble return by Rhinelander's Riley Hall in the second quarter. Tomahawk got the scoring started with a defensive score on their own. Jonah Dickens with a pick six. After that, Cash Olson, four touchdowns coming back from injury. He was concussed after missing last week's game against Antigo. He had two passing, two rushing touchdowns, over 200 total yards, one passing to Jet Riley and one to Jonah Dickens as well. The Hatchets ran for 257 yards. They had over 395 yards of offense, close to 400. They just played mistake-free football. They now have the opportunity for their first 6-0 start in school history next week when Mosinee comes to town, who bounced back and beat Wausau East after losing to Lakeland. Tomahawk is also the undefeated Great Northern Conference team. They stand at the top of the GNC. They have a legitimate shot to win their first conference title in over 30 years.
And to think Hunter Baumgart left covering Tomahawk football when they're on this great run here to cover the Milwaukee Brewers. What was he thinking?
All I can think is one of these weeks, Hunter is going to be the producer for this show, and it's going to be awkward.
Alex, thank you.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hunter?
Who?
Tomahawk wins 49-7 over Rhinelander. How about that? I mean, because they've had some bad teams there, and they're just turning it around this year.
Yeah, clearly they just needed a change in personnel.
Change the play-by-play guy. You know what? Some of these games are canceled going for, and they're going to be played tomorrow or Monday in high school football.
Wow.
There are some games that are going to be played Monday. That's because of the referee thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people got plans on Saturday. La Crosse Logan and La Crosse Central will be played tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
But some games are still waiting it out. Some games are trying to get in. Sun Prairie East and Sun Prairie West just ended. I think there was a brief delay in that. But some games will probably be ending after we get off the air.
Reedsburg and Holman also was supposed to be played tonight. That is also in the Mississippi Valley Conference along with Central and Logan. That is now going to be played tomorrow as well. And like we say, it just wreaks havoc with everybody's schedules. But hey, Monday night high school football. How about that, Chuck?
Do you realize this with some teams going to 5-0 tonight? They've qualified for the playoffs?
Yeah. Well, and with the playoff matrix, too, it's a little bit different this year all around. At the same time, if you can get to 5-0 and you've got that kind of thing in your pocket at this point in the season, and maybe even gives you a chance with the last couple games of the year to get healthy, get some wins against easier opponents, and put yourself in a really good position to be one of those top seeds and host levels 1, 2, and 3.
It was a big game at Cardinal Stadium in Fond du Lac tonight. Two teams trying to get their way into the playoffs, and Kakana beat Fond du Lac in overtime, 36-29. We'll hear from Nick Van Knocker a little bit later on in the show. But, man, that was a tough one for Fondy. Kakana, one of the picks to win the Fox Valley Association this year. But because of injuries, they got off to a 1-3 start. They got a much-needed win tonight.
Yeah, they are now 2-1 in conference play. Nina gets a victory tonight over Oshkosh West, 28-14. They're now 3-0 in the FVA. Fond du Lac, we've talked about how many times they have started rough and have gotten better. Now they've lost three in a row.
We're coming right back on Football Friday Night.
I saw it and I was like, what?
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Bring your energy, bring your big boy pack.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it, and it's going to be the best.
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Football Friday Night here on week five of the high school football season. Football Friday Night is brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Our producer tonight is Dave Gasper. My name is Chuck Freeman. That is Dan Pfeiffer as we whip around the state and get to all the big matchups all around the state. Our next stop, the Eastern Suburban Conference tonight. Poinette looking for their first 4-1 start.